This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is the latest arrival at the summit of G7 leaders in Japan.
He's going to wave at us. There he is.
After posing for photos, he's been meeting privately with the Prime Minister of Canada, and next hour with President Biden as he collects assurances that his country's battle with Russia. CBS's Deborah Pata says Zelensky is already appreciating the promised support from Washington.
President Biden now says the U.S. will train Ukrainian pilots and pave the way for their allies to provide them with American-made F-16s. It's unlikely the aircraft will make it in time for the much-anticipated counteroffensive, but the additional military support cannot come soon enough for Ukrainian troops battling it out in the east.
President Biden is set to call House Speaker Kevin McCarthy sometime tomorrow to get the on-again, off-again debt ceiling talks moving before he leaves Japan. Correspondent Christina Ruffini.
Not only is there a divide between the parties on the issues, but also over whether or not they can actually get a deal. Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he thinks the White House has moved backwards in negotiations in the last 24 hours.
At least 9 people were killed in a stampede in El Salvador. Police say it happened at a stadium where soccer fans had gathered to watch a local tournament. Back here, a Michigan group is working to put food on the table with some 9 million children facing hunger across the country. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
At Detroit's Sharing Table, food is put out for anyone in need.
You can see who's hungry. You can see it in their eyes.
Bonnie Askew is a regular.
Times are hard. People don't have a decent meal, so even if you can't get a full meal, you can supplement.
Some of this comes from Chad Techner with Metro Food Rescue, who drives around town salvaging food about to be thrown out.
But my favorite thing to do is to empty the truck.
And delivering it to some of the 33 million Americans lacking stable food at home.
Airports are bracing for a steady uptick of travelers in the upcoming week ahead of Memorial Day weekend. The TSA is expecting Thursday to be its busiest day of the week. Our Elise Preston sets the scene from Los Angeles.
There's a steady stream of passengers here at LAX. Nationwide, the TSA screened more people Thursday than any other day this year. And with 42 million people expected to travel for Memorial Day, it's only going to get busier.
Pete Brown, who co-wrote some hit songs for the rock group Cream in the 1960s, has died.
In the sunshine of your love.
He had a hand in writing that one, Sunshine of Your Love. He was 82. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Anywhere else. What is on is your love.
Jim, you're too kind.
That's so nice. That looks pretty amazing.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and James Santel has just entered the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, getting ready for his show, Morning Cannolis. And our guests, Mary Berg and Aaron Lehner from Parks and Rec, have been graced with Jim's Morning Cannoli. Hold them up there for the...
Oh, my gosh.
So it's... You again, the real ultimate tribute of being on this week in Waukesha is getting one of Jim's Morning Cannolis, and just really, really grateful for this collaboration and partnership. And Jim, as always, has a full agenda of the latest legal issues, and I'm wondering what may appear on his agenda. I don't know, but you know, this week it was announced that Dr. James Siebert, superintendent of schools, will be seeking termination for first grade teacher Melissa Temple for her social media post in response to the Leadership at Higher School. Where she taught, not allowing to use the song Rainbow Land in one of their spring concerts, Rainbow Land by Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus. And while I don't deny the teacher may very well have violated school policies about teachers' behavior on social media, perhaps a bigger question was why the song was not allowed in the first place. And it'd be great if Jim has time dedicated to this to talk about what maybe some of the legal recourses that the teacher may have and where the school is involved as well. So, but more great good news on the school side, though, too, is that Waukesha South had its annual senior scholarship night on this week on May 17th. It was an evening of celebration for our impressive students and their supporters along the way. It was also a reminder of how dedicated our community is to education. Many community partners, scholarship donors, came to present. 55 seniors were honored with scholarships, receiving 112 scholarships, totaling nearly $1.5 million in scholarship funds. And I'd love to mention all their names, but couple from the baseball team, good friends. I have to congratulate Robert Savickel on winning the Noah Moroz Memorial Scholarship. Family very, very honored by that. And then Eric Teagues won the Norm Ceiling Scholar Athlete Award. Eric, as you know, was on our show with his dad last November and announced here that he was going to Bolite College, where he'll be studying, I believe it's physics, and playing baseball for the Buccaneers. So congratulations to them and to so many of the great students at South and throughout our community. And I also wanted to give a big shout out to, if I can find it here, yes, from the Waukesha Education Foundation, delivered 26 grants to 17 schools in three district programs, totaling a record-breaking $50,000. So, you know, very, very excited for their support as well in our community. So, back to Mary and Aaron, Parks and Rec. I know we were talking about some programming, senior programming in the area of arts in general. We've covered some music. We've covered all the different sports. What are some of your favorites to work on, or which ones do you say have the highest like participation?
Well, certainly it's hard to ignore our pools and that yes. wonderful opportunities with Horeb and Buckner. We love our pools, and really being able to get outside during the summer and enjoy and exercise outdoors, it's just a wonderful opportunity for our whole community, regardless of what age you are. I think everybody really looks forward to that. Our fitness classes are certainly very strong. We have an opportunity on the first and third Mondays to exercise, do Zumba on the back patio of Rotary by the beautiful Fox River. So it's great nice. To exercise outside, and that doesn't cost the community anything. You can just go join the group.
Yeah.
So again, there's lots of opportunities for fitness, for sports, for enjoying music within the community. We also have Movies in the Park available on Mondays for families to go.
Oh, yeah.
And they can go for pre-movie activities. And so there's so many opportunities for families to just get out and enjoy the outdoors.
That's so wonderful. And then what am I missing here? Because you guys do so much, I know. And again, we only have so much time on this show. But what would you say, what should people really take advantage of when they look at the program guide? Do you have one on you?
I do have a program guide.
I just wanted to, if you could hold it up to the, oh. actually here, you, There you go. Yep. React. I'll do it. Here you go. So if you haven't seen these in the mail yet, we're going to make sure we have some on hand here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, as well as at the farmer's market. I know Johnny would like to keep a stack on hand.
I think, you know, for families just to go through and start marking their calendar, I'd like to remind people with the 4th of July, our fireworks will be on the 3rd of July this year. That's a change. They had been on the 4th in the past.
And I'm excited for that. And it's at the Lowell Park, right?
It's at Lowell Park. So there'll be activities prior to. We'll have a band out there. We'll have some food trucks out there. So it'll be a nice opportunity for families to get out.
Yeah.
The parade route has changed this year. So in the summer, it'll be a new parade route for the 4th of July. So make sure you're looking at that. And again, I just encourage families to put things on their calendars and make a commitment to get out and enjoy everything that's offered within our community.
Yeah. So this is a 68-page piece book, so it doesn't take long to look through. And there's just so many different – there's a list of all the parks here. And big shout-out to my neighborhood, Banting Park, celebrating its 60th anniversary. So and again, thanks for all the great work you guys do in making that a terrific park. One of the best pickleball courts, perhaps, in the whole region. People come from as far as Madison and Racine to play there. The home, former home base of pro Zane Navratil, who's now in Austin and sorely missed. But there's adult cooking classes. There's babysitter training.
Right.
Tennis lessons for teens. Something for everybody.
There really is. And in going back to pickleball, I'd be remiss to not talk about our 40 volunteers that help facilitate and run programs.
Wow.
And pickleball is very strong, as you've mentioned. We now have 24 courts within the city. So we have beautiful Banting Park. We have courts at Lowell, and we have courts at Buckner as well. So you can swim and play pickleball.
Sounds great. And the tree program also has a volunteer program as well, right? Or is that the Parks and Rec? I think Foundation has
it. I will say from a volunteer standpoint, we utilize 1,500 unduplicated volunteers, and they're putting in approximately 24,000 hours in our parks. So
that's fantastic.
It's community organizations, it's individuals stepping forward, and we really couldn't do our work without them.
Sure. You know, it's like an uncle of mine who was a city attorney used to say Parks and Rec are the best example of your tax dollars at work. And you guys, of course, are a huge example of it. I really wish we had more time. We're down to our last minute, but I hope to have you guys back on again soon, especially give Aaron a chance to talk more about trees, you know, maybe in the fall. But thank you. Mary's going to help us bring some vets for next week's show on Memorial Day weekend. So enjoy this beautiful Saturday. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Take advantage of our Parks and Rec, and see ya!
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.